This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Happy Saints Sunday, everybody. It is week one of the NFL season. We are starting out our Saints football coverage, 8 a.m. here in the Caesars Superdome. Want to thank everyone for helping us set up this great location here inside the Dome. Ashley O and Luke Augusta getting us ready for Saints versus Panthers week one, Jeff, and it's good to be talking about regular season football now. Obviously, we got psyched for training camp, then we got all pumped for preseason play, and now the real deal, Holyfield, is around as we take on an NFC South rival, too, to begin the year.
Yes, yes, and I had a kind of an art imitates life moment this morning, because I need, so I had to jumpstart my car on my way to the
All right, okay.
Morning. I had to put a little extra juice into
I
it
see where you're
to
going.
Get it to turn over. I need the Saints to come out hot. They cannot. There's no jump start that can be happening today. You need to get out there and you need to give the crowd something to cheer about early in this game. You got to do it. There's no slow starts. Those are over. You got to go out there and play.
I know they used to have the Juice Boys, and now it's what, the coffee crew
the
or
coffee
something.
Cleanse? The coffee cleanse. No, that's not right.
But the defense was talking about being, you know, coffee, you know, something. But even though no one else drank coffee on the defense.
Yeah, well, that's the weird thing is the linebackers' kind of mantra is they want to be the coffee of the defense.
There you
but
go.
To this point, the only guy I can find out that drinks coffee is DeMario Davis, and it's because he's the old guy. All these young guys. I think Jalen Ford's exact words were, "I'm not old enough to drink coffee," and I'm like, "Excuse me, sir.
What are you talking about? Right?
I was drinking coffee early in college. I don't know what you're talking about, but." You know, these are healthier people than I am. So I need the coffee. They don't. But, no, that's kind of their idea. And the funny thing is, so Billy Gay, actually, I found this out after he got here. His nickname, his long-standing nickname is the Juice Man.
Yeah.
And I got an interview with him. We'll play it during the pregame show. But, so he's that guy anyway. Like, I think that's funny that, you know, Quan always used to be that guy. Quan Alexander was kind of the Juice guy. And they called him the Juice Boys. Now, they brought in the Juice Man. And they're trying to be coffee. I don't know. It's a weird – these metaphors are getting
– whatever it helps, you know, ignite that team early on.
Yeah.
We've heard that a lot of folks and the players, coaches talk about that fast start, and that's just not a fast start to the season schedule. It's also a fast start in games because there were too many times last year we saw them come out for, you know, opening kickoff, and it just didn't seem to have that – quote-unquote juice to start the games, and then boom, you come out halftime, you're trying to play catch-up, and you know, and more oftentimes than not, they weren't able to do that and came up short. Sometimes, especially during the end of the year, things started clicking a little more. We just need that juice to be there when they come right out the tunnel.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's true on both sides of the ball. Like, everyone wants to criticize the offense from last year, and for good reason. There's a reason you moved on for Pete Carmichael. There's a reason you brought in Clint Kubiak, changed the scheme, changed all these assistant coaches. Things weren't going the way you wanted, but there was also issues on the defensive side of the ball. We talked all last year about slow starts on defense, right? You look at all these games, I think Houston's a good example. Indy's a good example. Jacksonville's a good example. Like, you got it figured out, but you got it figured out too late in the game where you had to make a comeback, and obviously the offense didn't do any favors in the first half. I remember at one point I was talking to Tyrann Mathieu, I think it was after the Vikings game, and I was like, what do you got? I mean, do you need to start yelling at each other pregame instead of at halftime?
Right.
And he was like, yeah, maybe we do, because they couldn't figure it out. It was a very frustrating thing because you know this is a talented defense, and you, by the end of the game, have figured out, okay, we know what we're doing. We know how to get our teeth into this. But for whatever reason, they couldn't do it in the first half. So hopefully that's not the same. Hopefully that changes this year, especially in a game like this where I do expect it to be low scoring. That's what this Carolina defense prides itself on, is playing everything over the top. The safeties play deep, your zone underneath, and they're funneling everything to the middle of the field, right? So you're going to have long drives. You're going to shorten the game because there's going to be fewer possessions, because every Saints offensive drive is going to have to be, I don't know, 8-10 plays, depending on where you start from. You got to kind of methodically march it downfield. So there's not going to be a ton of points. That's why the Panthers were top five in yardage. Well, one of the reasons the Panthers were top five in yardage allowed last year in terms of defense. So, you know, that's going to be a big part of it. You got to execute in this type of game.
Before we get into more of Saints talk, just want to give a shout-out to LSU in that Nichols game yesterday. I thought the Colonels came out with a lot of juice playing the Tigers. They did lose 44-21. But
they covered the spread.
I felt Coach Tim Rebo really had his team prepped really well going into Baton Rouge to play this LSU squad. And obviously at the end, you could tell the talent level was just far superior on the LSU Tigers side, which was expected, like you mentioned, with that 51-52-point spread going into the game.
I never trust big spreads.
No,
like that.
Exactly. But much respect to the Nichols football team and Coach Rebo for their showing against LSU.
No question. We should also mention Tulane. Tulane, they probably should have won that game.
That was disgusting. I felt they got robbed on that call.
I'm a Mensa maniac. I'm a fan. I think he's going to be real good, really good. But now we're in NFL season. We props to LSU. Tulane, I think, is going to have a really strong year by the end of it. They got to win this week, Oklahoma State. But we're going to talk Saints today.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want, the hate text to start coming in already on game day. I was like, why aren't you guys mentioning LSU?
I don't know, because we're sitting in the Superdome. This is what we're supposed to talk about. It's in front of us. We can see it.
But there was football local to last night, and obviously a big LSU audience into as well. Going back now onto this Saints side of things, the Superdome, you know, being the host of the Super Bowl this year, obviously has a lot of folks excited too and anxious for a lot of fans who didn't come for preseason action. Going to be filing into this dome for the first time today. Get to see a whole lot of these upgrades. And, Jeff, that's one of the things I feel like, you know, I'm kind of jealous of. I've talked about not really getting to partake in that opening sense of feeling of what Champions Square is even like. But just walk around the dome and see the new amenities that are involved for all the people coming in.
Yeah, no, and one thing I know Mike Haas had an interview with Ben Hales on WWL 2 weeks ago, last week.
Yes.
To kind of preview what everyone needs to know. So anyone coming to the Dome, if you haven't downloaded the app, the Saints app, that's going to help you out immensely. So if you're an app person, if you don't have a flip phone, and you're going to the Dome, you should have that, because it's going to have your instructions. It's going to have the turn-by-turn directions to get to anything you want. It's like a GPS in there for navigating inside the building, which I think is going to be handy for a lot of people, because the entrances are different. You got to go to the gate on your ticket. You got to make sure you enter the building the right way, because if you don't, a lot of times you're not going to be able to get to where you need to go to get to your seat. If you're used to going the same way every time, you got to make sure you have that right. So, there's a lot of fun stuff in here. Those 40-yard bars, when they say 40 yards, they're not kidding. Those things, you're walking by them for a long time. You know, it's very tempting. You might start walking by the bar not wanting a drink, but by the end of it, you're like, you know what? You've convinced me. You know, that's how long these bars are. So, now there's a lot of fun stuff in here.
I'm just waiting to see incoming TikTok videos this football season of fans doing their own 40-yard dashes. Who can get from one side of the bar to the end the fastest?
That sounds dangerous.
Alcohol and 40-yard dashes?
From a liability perspective, I think we should make sure we're not endorsing
that, yes. Looking at the Carolina Panthers coming to this matchup, we always talk about familiarity with football teams. Obviously, you know, you play them twice a year. A little bit different this time around, kind of, with Dave Canales taking over, a new head coach, but someone the Saints are familiar with scheme-wise. They saw him with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, no, the Saints, I'm sure they've been scouting two teams this week, right? And that's the frustrating thing, is trying to figure out, okay, what he does
with the Panthers personnel, right?
What are the Panthers going to do, and what has Dave Canales done? I'm sure they went back and looked at Seahawks games, too, from his time with Seattle, working with Geno Smith.
Yeah.
The interesting thing to me about Dave, and I have the same kind of feelings about Sean Payton with Bo Nix. Everyone wants to talk about Sean Payton as a quarterback whisperer because of what he did with Drew Brees and, you know, the success he was able to have with backups like Teddy whoever else you want to throw in there.
Say yes to Pureleaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pureleaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
But he's never dealt with a young quarterback, a young developmental quarterback. He's never sat through a rookie quarterback. Sean Payton hasn't. So how is he going to deal with that? Dave Canales is the same way. Everyone wants to look at Dave and say he's a quarterback whisperer. He's going to figure out Bryce Young. Whatever's wrong with Bryce, whatever happened last year that messed him up, he can fix it and he can get him where he needs to go. Well, you look at, it's like, and the examples of that are, okay, he did it with the Seahawks and Geno Smith. Well, he was a veteran quarterback. He was a reclamation project, not a development project. Right, you're talking about Baker Mayfield, same thing.
Yeah.
He's a reclamation project. Bryce Young is a developmental project. So, and I think those are two different things, and we'll see how Sean handles it. We'll see how Dave handles it. But this idea that he's going to walk in there and suddenly figure out how to fix Bryce Young, I don't know. I think the idea that that's going to happen quickly is unlikely. And even you look at, you know, the Bucs last year, they went 9-8. That Seahawks team, I think they went 10-7. It's still an uphill battle, but I do like Dave Canales. I think he's a good head coach, and I think he will figure it out. But this is a game that you look at and you say, okay, even if the Panthers do turn it around this year, which I think they're going to be a lot better this year than they were last year, they're not a two-win team. No NFL team is a two-win team. Let's be real. I think that this game, the Saints should feel like, okay, we're still getting that kind of in the process Panthers team. They haven't figured it all out yet, whereas we are a defense that feels like we know what we're doing. This is an offense that the Saints offense that, while, you know, is different in terms of scheme, is very static in terms of playmakers, in terms of the guys that are running the offense and are comfortable with each other. The Panthers can't say that. They've changed a ton. I think the numbers are 23 of their 53-man roster is different this year than it was at last year.
That's
crazy.
Two games, right?
That's a full turnover. You know, when you're talking about key players, right, especially on defense with Brian Burns, some of these guys. So Frankie Louvu is not there anymore, and he was always a guy that really gave the Saints fits. So,
for sure, right.
No, I mean, I see him gone. I think the Panthers are going to be a much better team this year than they're getting credit for. I don't think they're going to be a much better team in this game than we're giving them credit for. I think the Saints need to take advantage of a young quarterback, a new system, and a team that's still figuring a lot of it out.
Yeah, we'll hear a little bit about some of the inside of the Panthers and their new regime with the Believe in Panthers podcast host Des Johnson. Have some cuts from him we'll play in the show. Also hear from Derek Carr, Saints quarterback, veteran defensive end Cam Jordan, tight end Juwan Johnson, and a cut about Trevor Penning from offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak. Hear what he had to say, because I know Penning, you know, unfortunately draws a lot of ire of Saints fans when talking about this offensive line. But Kubiak mentions, obviously, I don't want to spoil the entire cut, but it is a five-man job. The cohesion needs to be there with the entire group. It's not just Trevor Penning.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've said this a few times. You know, Trevor Penning has to be Taliese Fuaga's best friend right now, just because, like, how much time have we actually spent talking about the fact that the Saints are going to have a rookie left tackle starting week one? That's it. I don't care who it is.
So glossed over.
I don't care if he's the number one pick in the draft. That's a stressful environment. That's difficult. You don't know how he's going to react his first game in the Superdome. You don't know how he's going to handle, you know, whatever they throw at him. You know, I'm sure they're going to throw stunts his way. They're going to try to confuse him. They're going to try to mess him up. And we've spent all offseason talking about, well, can Trevor Penning survive on the right side? You know, the real nightmare scenario isn't necessarily that you have to help Trevor. It's that you have to help both sides. It's that you don't feel comfortable leaving either tackle on an island. So the stress level for Trevor is whether he can do the job. The stress level for Taliese is whether he can be rock solid from day one. And that's a lot to ask. So, you know, we're going to see. You know, thankfully he's not having to figure out Brian Burns. I don't think, you know, like Jadeveon Clowney, while a very good pass rusher, is 31 years old and probably more of a situational guy at this point in his career. I don't think the Panthers really have that stud edge rusher that they have in the past. So hopefully the Saints can kind of take advantage of that with their scheme. This is going to be the first time we see them actually scheme up some protections, really, and help in ways that, you know, to kind of protect those guys a little bit, the offensive line. But it's also going to be interesting, and we're going to talk about this a good bit later, is how they handle Derek Brown, because he's going to be a load on the inside. Like, in some matchups, you might be able to get away with a little less attention on the interior guys and help to the edges. I don't think that's going to be the case today. I think you're going to have to help on the interior, because Derek Brown is the stud on this defensive line group.
And I think with Taliese Fuaga, too, I heard two different sides of the position switch coming for him. You know, he used to play right tackle in college for the majority, and now being switched to left tackle, some folks not making too big of a deal of the move. Some folks say, I don't understand what the team's doing. Why don't you just keep him at somewhere where he's comfortable as a rookie?
Yeah, and the best point I heard about it was like take a step back and ask yourself, if the Saints had a startable left tackle, a guy they had any faith in whatsoever starting at left tackle, would you have moved Taliese across the line? The answer is no. The answer is no, because you would have left him at his comfortable position at right tackle. So, I mean, I'm not super concerned about Tali. I think he's going to be fine. But you're talking about week one. You're talking about day one. Like, you don't have there's no opportunity to work him in slowly. You know, and that's tough. Like, you never want to be in that situation where you're relying so heavily on a rookie in his NFL debut, and that's where the Saints are. So we'll have to see.
Under construction is this Saints offensive line. I feel like we're going to get a lot of, I guess, questions answered today to see what exactly lies in store ahead, because I think it's going to be the major talking point throughout the season.
Yeah, the renovation of the Superdome is complete. The renovation of the offensive line might still have a few weeks to go.
I want to mention, too, to folks, obviously, with the Super Bowl being in town this year, there's still a lot of construction going around the city, especially to Poydras, other spots around the Superdome. We are not a early arriving crowd in these parts. But I would recommend you try to get out there a little earlier today, as you might experience some
more traffic issues.
Yeah, you might
get parked early.
Because you might experience just some more traffic issues because of maybe some blockages or construction that's going on. Also, if you want to stop by and say hey to the Cajun Cannon when the countdown to kickoff takes over at 10 a.m., we are currently set up WWL's booth and the Loge level at Gate B Atrium. We're here in the Caesars Rewards Lounge right in front of the bar area. Nice little view of everything going on and kind of the dome off in the distance there. Can't wait to get into action for that noon kickoff today, coming up with Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas on the call with Jeff on the sideline. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll get into some of our Saints sound as this black and gold squad gets ready for the Carolina Panthers Week 1 NFC South matchup to start the regular season. Don't get much better than that, folks.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.